This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Mourners gathered in Monterey Park, California last night to remember those killed in the mass shooting at a dance studio on Saturday night. The AP's Donna Warder.
Monterey Park City Clerk Michelle Yee says the community will not be defined by the heinous act of one person.
We are strong. We are resilient. We will heal. And we'll rise again.
Six women and five men were killed in the shooting at the Star Ballroom. They all ranged in age from 57 to 76 and had gathered to celebrate the Lunar New Year. I'm Donna Warder.
The gunman killed himself. The man accused of killing seven people at two mushroom farms in California's Half Moon Bay area was a farm worker, say officials. They call this a workplace violence incident. 66-year-old Chun Li Zhao is under arrest. A tornado east of Houston knocked down power lines, flipped over cars, and ripped the roofs off homes. No reports of serious injuries. There's a preliminary deal to send U.S. M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. The AP's Matthew Lee.
The U.S. and the other Western allies are concerned that as winter comes to an end and spring begins, that Russia will mount a new offensive against Ukraine. And so they have been rushing to get weapons and more ammunition, more materiel into Ukraine before that happens.
Pope Francis says being homosexual is not a crime, though he said, yes, it is a sin. The AP spoke exclusively with Francis, who said he is in good health. He's 86. Lawyers for former Vice President Mike Pence say he willingly turned over to authorities classified documents found in his possession after he left office. He requested the search that found the documents. This is AP News. A man's being released from prison after a notorious crime.
A Hawaii man imprisoned for more than 20 years on murder and rape charges has been ordered released. It was one of Hawaii's most infamous murders. Christmas Eve, 1991, on the Big Island, 23-year-old Dana Ireland, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed visitor from Virginia, found barely alive in the bushes along a trail. Sexually assaulted and beaten, she died at Hilo Medical Center. Three Native Hawaiian men were convicted. Albert Ian Schweitzer sentenced to 130 years in prison. He was the last of the three still in prison. The Innocence Project took up his case, presenting the court with new evidence, including DNA, which they argued showed he didn't commit the crimes. The judge ordered Schweitzer be released from his shackles immediately, prompting applause and hugs. Schweitzer told reporters he's grateful. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.